You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
And welcome in to the Roto Experts on FNTSY Radio, and now simulcasting live on the FNTSY Network. Corey Parson, the fantasy executive, holding it down for a vacation, and Greg Sussman, Mike Blewett, along for the ride for the next 2 days. The King, Scott Engel, Wall Street, Matt Medica, everything going down this morning, getting you ready for Week 7. Thursday Night Football kicks off Week 7 of the NFL season. We are past the halfway point, Matt Medica. Here we go. Good morning, brother. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. It's the pivotal Week 7. You know, if you're 3-3, you want to get on the winning side. If you're 2-4, you desperately need a win. So, you know, hopefully your fab bids worked out well for you last night. Kind of a quiet week, more of an under-the-radar type kind of thing, where if, like, guys like Devontae Booker, I was looking to pick up, and guys that could possibly do something later on in the season.
There you go right there. Good morning, King. Scott Engel, RotoExperts.com. Lead singer, the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, now live. The in-season version for 2017. The promo code FREEDRADIO. Use the checkout. You get the great work from the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, and the King, Scott Engel. Good morning, Scotty.
Yes, my thank you. Good to see you, Corey. And my lineup ranks for Week 7 are now posted. And if you're still getting in for the golf tournament for this morning in DFS, make sure you check out Matt Rumack's work.
All right, no, it's a golf tournament in DFS this morning. Rat Rumack has you covered on that. Matt Rumack has his cover on that. Mike Blewett, good morning. Welcome to the Roto Experts. Sir, how you doing?
Glad
to have you.
Thank you for having me. I wish I was on a Roman holiday, but if I was not going to be on a Roman holiday, I can think of no other place to be than right here.
Studio 34 is the place to be. Oh, man, Mr. Blewett, of course, you catch his work each and every weekend right here. Game days on FNTSY Radio. Starts and begins at 7 a.m. Eastern. Roto Experts, the weekend edition. Ah, here we go, fellas. The New York Yankees, one win away from going back to the World Series, Matt Medica.
I'm speechless. I'm not really happy about this.
Yes, but I understand.
Look, I got to tip my cap to the Yankees, especially these last two games, and Masahiro Tanaka has been outstanding.
Masahiro Tanaka getting it done. The power bats and the bullpen, Scotty, were the strengths of the team coming into the postseason. Now you see the starting rotation starting to dominate.
Yeah, and it's a lot of clutch hitting by guys like Gregorius and Aaron Judge. You know, Gregorius early in his career put up some nice numbers with the Diamondbacks, then kind of slipped off. And, you know, you talk about the pitching. You know, this is why you want guys like Tanaka in fantasy, but Sabathia has definitely pitched better than the expectation.
CC Sabathia getting it done. Masahiro Tanaka getting it done. We're all New York guys, Mike Blewett. Mm-hmm. But something that people have been mentioning, the atmosphere in Yankee Stadium in the Bronx, since this playoff has started, kind of reminds you of the old house, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It reminds me a lot of the 96 team, a lot of young players that are homegrown contributing. And with Aaron Judge stealing all the headlines, I think some people on the national stage are trying to figure out how good Gary Sanchez is.
Only two teams on bye this week, but a tons and tons of injuries that you got to make account for. When we do that, we'll give you our sneaky starts of week number 7. You're listening to the Roto Experts on FNTSY.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Yes.
Roto Experts, FNTSY Radio. Looking to get you some sneaky starts for week number 7. Let you know how you can set your lineups. Open up the telephones in a little bit right now and just rock with us. Highest implied total for the week, Matt Medica, is the New England Patriots. Obviously, you know the main pieces. Their implied total for the week is 30 points. What I want to know about is Deion Lewis and James White. Do they go into lineups this week?
James White's definitely in my lineup in a PPR. The Falcons have had trouble in the past with the pass-catching running back. And look, like if you're on a bye and you need to start Deion Lewis, I got him in a couple of leagues where he was still available. I was picking him up the week before, but he's still available in a couple, was able to scoop him up. I just think you want a piece of the Patriots running back. Maybe you can't sift it out. Maybe it winds up being Burkhead down the road. But I want to have somebody somewhere, but James White's definitely my lineup.
Scotty, what are you doing with these Patriot running backs?
Well, James White always there in a flex, I think, because just the passing volume that he gets. But you know, if Burkhead comes back, it really makes it murky for Deion Lewis. And you don't know that Mike Gillisley is going to get at the goal line. For all you know, Burkhead can get at the goal line. So it's a very, very anxious situation because you figure it's going to be a high-scoring game, but you know, who's going to get the ball at the goal line? Might even be James White.
Mike, when I remember week one, listening to you was hosting the Frenzy after the Thursday night game. I remember that day, listening to the program, we said we have defined roles in the backfield. Mm-hmm. Gillisley is going to get the early down work. He's going and get the goal line work. White's going to be the pass catching back. Deion Lewis doesn't look to be in the mix. Here we are, a little over a month and a half later. Gillisley is not getting the goal line work. Yeah. Burkhead is trying to get back from injuries. James White is the pass catching back, but so is Deion Lewis too.
Yeah. So this is really the problem with ever having these guys for a long period of time. I think you just try to reap the benefits whenever you can. I know Jake Seeley at All In Kid, he's always out on the ledge with this, saying that he never really wants a part of any of the Patriots running backs because this stuff does tend to happen.
I don't think you can ignore it, though.
That's the problem.
The team scores too many points for you
exactly,
to ignore it.
Exactly right. So you're going to want a piece of it whenever you can. I did reap the benefits of Gillisley early. Now I'm going to be out in the cold. I tried to get James White wherever I could. I don't have much of him at all. But the Deion Lewis thing, yeah, you should take a shot because he could be valuable for a month. We're constantly talking about bye weeks, and this guy's injured, and how do we sift through backup running backs? Honestly, if you can just get a piece of a Patriots running back and it gets two games for you, you're just going to have to take that and run.
Take those two games and roll with it.
Yeah, here's the thing. Deion Lewis is getting the rushing attempts. He really hasn't been involved in the passing game. As I stated yesterday, James White has 33 receptions, the same amount of receptions as Keenan Allen and Pierre Garçon. So in a PPR, that's what you want.
Scotty, second highest, another high implied total this week is the Tennessee Titans. They're looking to score 27 points is the Vegas implied total for the Tennessee Titans. Derrick Henry startable this week.
I think you'd start both Tennessee running backs here because
you don't think that's a dangerous move, Scott?
No, I don't think it. Not in the same lineup, but I think both of them, like, it's going to be a timeshare, and they can both score points. I would not be surprised if both of them have touchdown runs this week. You know, Delanie Walker is probably going to have his best year of game of the season. So far, the yardage has not been there. The catches have. You like Rishard Matthews this week. You can take a crack on Decker. On the other side, I think Ricardo Lewis is a sneaky play if you're desperate.
What do you think, Matt Medica, when it comes to the Derrick Henry, DeMarco Murray touches situation? Can Derrick Henry owners play be comfortable putting him in the flex? Let's say you got Lamar Miller on by. Let's say you got Amir Abdullah on by. Let's say whatever injury situation is going on with the running backs is your personal thing that you got to deal with. What are you doing with Derrick Henry?
You know what? I'm not comfortable, but I'm going to start Derrick Henry in a flex if I have to.
Okay.
The Browns, though, have been tough against the run. That's one thing that really, they've been pretty strong in that area, one of the few areas where they have played well. But I just didn't think this is too much for the Browns. You know, Kaiser's coming back. This team is in disarray and turmoil and stuff. And, look, I would start DeMarco Murray as a DeMarco Murray owner. I would like to see him sit out, get the bye next week, try and get fully healthy with this groin issue.
So you got 3 yards per carry, to his point, 3 yards per carry from the Browns, second best in the league. I think it is a good spot for Henry simply because of what Matt said. Say they're playing with a lead here and they're grinding out the clock, they're going to bench Murray later in the game. So that's, you're going to want the game script to go that way for you, but it could lead to Derrick Henry getting the carries later in the game when they know they've got it salted away and they're going to be on the bye.
So you mean you could be in the it could be 3:40, it could be 3:15, 3:30 on Sunday afternoon, and you'd be like, oh my God, Derrick Henry don't got no damn points. He's in my lineup. Yeah. But then you'd be like, you know what? By the time you get to 4:15, you'd be like, whoo.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be a competitive game. I think the Browns have a chance of winning their first game. Tennessee has a chance. They're kind of up and down and sluggish at times on offense, so I think they're going to need both running backs to produce.
Well, Malarkey came out and said that Derrick Henry is our fourth quarter running back. So if you want to go with that angle, like you just said, look, DeMarco Murray clearly isn't 100%. He's been dealing with this all season. If they do get up to a big lead, I got to think they try and rest him.
Mike, we've already spoken about this, but I want your opinion on this because I don't know where you stand. If you're a Corey Davis guy, like many of us in the room are, are you still rostering him, or are you trying to roster him? You sending him to the waiver wire? Where are you standing with Corey Davis, rookie wide receiver for the Tennessee Titans?
So I have him one time, and that league has an IR spot, so he's just been stashed away there. If you are in a league where you desperately need help elsewhere, I think you're better off ditching him. I do think he's stashable, certainly. But here we are. It's week 7.
Yeah.
And
we're halfway
point. They haven't come out and said this is when he's coming back. Now, you'd think after this and then the bye that you'll see him in week 9. But I think he's still stashable. But if he's taking up a valuable roster spot, I don't think he can do too much to keep hanging on to him.
I think Mike makes a lot of good points, but I've come this far with Corey Davis.
Yeah.
I'm not cutting him, especially with the bye week. I'm going to hope that coming off that bye, he's back in that lineup. He's 100% healthy. And he's a guy that, look, he was a top five pick. Top five picks have produced in their rookie season. And with guys like Odell done for the year, Stephon Diggs not playing, I got to hope this guy could be like a David Johnson type for wide receivers down the stretch run.
And Odell broke onto the scene after having a similar dynamic to what Davis is going through now. He was out for a month, then exploded onto the NFL scene. I'm not suggesting that that will happen, but it could be positive returns for Davis when he comes back.
You guys got
it? I don't have any shares of Corey Davis. He's pretty much owned in every league that I'm in, but I'm not seeing him on free agency. The talent is just too good, as you've been talking about since the summer, Corey. So, you know what? If you went in originally on a Corey, stick with a Corey and be loyal.
There you go.
I think the interesting question, and Marty from Canada sent me one.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marty. Is Josh Doctson versus Corey Davis? Like, who would you go with rest of the way? I mean, Josh Doctson, they've come out and said they want to get him more involved. If you look at his last two games, he did catch that touchdown, then he didn't get any other receptions. But I think this is a guy going forward that has a chance to become more of a significant piece.
That's an interesting comparison because I think Davis is more talented and more of the superstar type when he comes back. But the window could really start opening for Josh Doctson as soon as this week. Jamison Crowder has been a bum. Terrell Pryor has been a bum. There's an opportunity now for a talented kid who's finally healthy to step forward.
Another team with a big high implied total from Las Vegas this week is America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. 27 is the implied point total. Mike Blewett, I like putting Jason Witten in my lineups because he's getting it done just about every week.
Yeah.
He's just about as consistent as any tight end in the NFL. You know who the big pieces are in the Cowboy offense? Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Dez Bryant. Zeke will play this week. Get him in your lineup. But when you look at some of the outside pieces, like a Jason Witten, like a Cole Beasley, any fantasy love there? Well, we know what Witten is. Sure. How do you rank Witten rest of the season type guy?
So, you know, he's probably right on the cusp of being a top 12 guy simply because the volume is still there. Unfortunately, you're never going to see those touchdowns. You're not going to see big yardage totals from him typically, but I have him in Scott Fishbowl, which is a perfect league to have him in.
Yeah.
Because you're getting points for first downs. And that's where he lives. That's where he's always lived. So I'm actually playing him in that Scott Fishbowl league. And I've been trying to ride the wave. There's been peaks and valleys. So you're going to have that. But I think rest of the way, he's probably right around that number 12.
What do you got, Scotty?
Cole Beasley is a nifty play this week against that 49ers defense. I think he's somebody you can put in there. Actually, I think that was the highest bid in our GST league you know, the fantasy mailman bid like well over $100 for Cole Beasley.
Sneaky start Cole Beasley this week, man. I think that's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to see. Look, Bryce Butler's been scoring touchdowns. I think this is the Dez Bryant game.
Okay.
I mean, Dak, the question I have is I got Dak and Matt Ryan, and that's kind of a coin flip for me this week.
Can Ted Ginn Jr. crack your lineup this week? What are you going to do with Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram? We break it down. It's the Roto Experts right here on FNTSY Radio and simulcasting live from Studio 34 on the FNTSY Network.
Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package.
Roto Experts in the Morning, presented by DX Racer. Come inside Studio 34. Come inside Studio 34. Look at these lovely chairs we're sitting in. Apparently, you can't make a mistake without getting yelled at in this damn place.
Don Burns is the enforcer.
I don't understand this guy.
He's the muscle.
I show love to Don Burns all the time, and he's always in my head. Talking trash.
These DX Racer chairs, though, they're great video gaming chairs. I could see myself getting in for a Madden session in one of these.
You should buy your son one. We'd really appreciate that.
You should buy my son gamers? One. Like, am I talking to three gamers?
I haven't picked up a control pad in many years.
I used to be, but, you know, I don't have enough time in the day for everything else I do.
I still play Madden. I'm probably going to get NBA 2K18 and... If you're an esports guy, go to Sports Grid. We got a complete preview of the big tournament coming up.
Not only is Scott the King Engel a Madden player, he kneels during the national anthem when he plays Madden.
that's XRB on your Xbox
Scott
One.
Scott gets on two knees.
This is what Modica fantasizes about, fantasy with Matt Modica.
All right, here we go. Ted Ginn Jr., interesting name last week. We saw him hit a couple interesting name this week. We saw him hit a couple ones last week. Matt Modica, I'm going to start with you. Who would you rather start this week? This one right here is going to touch. This shouldn't even be a question, so you know where I'm going with this one, Modica. Ted Ginn or Sammy Watkins?
Oh, God. Well,
sorry.
What can you say to Sean Jackson? I'm ready to say Ted Ginn. Almost had two touchdowns.
He's coming for you, Matt. Like, he's coming for you.
You are coming for me. Look,
I'm not.
Sammy Watkins is going to have Patrick Peterson on him.
Yeah.
And we saw what Patrick Peterson was doing last week before he got injured and stuff. So I'm going to have to go Ted Ginn here against that Packers secondary.
What do you think, Scott?
RotoExperts.com/DKMS. Play free fantasy football for a great cause. And your contrarian play is going to be Sammy Watkins because nobody's expecting him to do anything. And this will be the game where he blows up. But still, to me, Ted Ginn Jr. is the, quote, safer play, end quote. And I never put Ted Ginn as safer. I'd feel better about Ted Ginn. But if I'm playing daily, I might throw Sammy Watkins in a lineup or two.
What do you think, Mike Blue? It's Ted Ginn Jr. or Sammy Watkins. You got one lineup decision to make.
This isn't the type of defense I would expect Goff to be able to pick apart. So I'm going to go Ginn in this instance.
I have Goff as a top 12 quarterback in my lineup ranks this week because outside of Peterson, you can pick that secondary apart.
Justin Bethel's has been lit up. So, yeah. But is that more a Robert Woods thing than it's Sammy Watkins?
It's Robert Woods. It's Cooper Kupp.
I think Woods and Cooper Kupp are going to eat a lot. Robert Woods is a guy that, you know, he's looked better and better each week. And Cooper Kupp is still... Goff's guy.
Let's continue. Mike, this is the one that Matt wanted me to ask. Ted Ginn or DeSean Jackson?
I have that exact situation in my lineup. I think I'm going to go with Ginn right now. That's going to be really tight. I'm going to keep looking at it. I can see myself making a change, but I'll go with Ginn right now over DeSean Jackson. Now, I would preface all of this by saying I also have Mike Evans in that lineup, so I don't want to go all in on the Bucks. Against the Bills, but as Matt said earlier in the show, they've done a good job limiting passes.
You got a lot of decisions you need to make. 844-843-6879. We're here to help. Once again, you got a week 7 lineup decision you need to make. 844-843-6879. DeSean Jackson, Ted Ginn Jr., Scotty.
look, these guys are the poster guys for inconsistency. But in terms of inconsistency, Jackson's a wide receiver one and Ginn's a wide receiver two.
I mean, the one thing I will say about Deshaun Jackson, pretty much all season long, he's been atop the leaderboard every week on air yards. And the problem, for the most part, has been Jameis has not been able to connect with him. I don't see Jameis with a bum shoulder. Even if he plays, I would not start him. And Fitzmagic is not going to happen in Buffalo this week.
Let me ask you a question, Scotty. Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram, where do you have them ranked? In your PPR rankings this week, or will they be out a little bit later on today?
No, they're up. They're on rotoexperts.com right now. I have Ingram at 12. I have Kamara at 21.
Ingram at 12.
I'm looking at the Olin kid a little different. He's got Ingram at 7 and Kamara at 11.
Ooh.
Love it.
You love it?
Yeah, because I have a lot of Saints.
I'm starting in my biggest league this week, I'm starting Ingram and Kamara once again. I did it last week as well.
I'm totally in favor of that, too. And you know what? If that aggressive defense of New Orleans gets up on the Packers, you don't know that Brett Cunley's equipped to play from behind. You could see a lot of running back work from the Saints this week.
All right, there you go right there. Another team with a 27th implied total is the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike blew it.
Yes, sir.
Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Is he top 10 quarterback for the rest of the season?
That's a good question. I think he's probably playing a little bit above his head right now, but he's in the top five right now, right? So it's going to take him to play a lot worse for him to fall out of that top 10 overall. I think it's close. The offense has been powerful. So, yeah, I'll put him in that mix.
I'm keeping it right here because I don't get a chance to talk to you all the time. The offense has been powerful. You know who hasn't been powerful? Alshon Jeffrey.
I know.
What's up? Feel good about him, you know?
Look, in general, I don't love when receivers go from one team to another and people expecting big returns. The historical return on those types of guys isn't great. So I didn't expect him to come over from Chicago and light it up, despite the fact that he had a number one job. I do think it just takes some time to generate some consistency, some chemistry with the starting quarterback. It doesn't mean that Jeffrey isn't going to be in your lineup every week. It's just I don't know what kind of expectations you can have for him.
There are some quarterbacks who don't throw up the 50-50 ball and let their receivers go up and get it. Jared Goff, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz. Jeffrey's talent level, his skill set is the 50-50 ball. Carson Wentz doesn't throw it. That's a problem.
I think there's better days ahead for Alshon Jeffrey. I mean, look, he had Josh Norman week one. He had Peters week two. Jenkins week three. Patrick Peterson week five. It gets a little better now. He's got Washington with no Josh Norman. He's got San Francisco the next week. So I think he's too good of a receiver. Wentz, what he's doing, look, he's spreading the ball around. But what Wentz is doing this year, he's really taken that step. And you look at what he's done on third down, that's really impressive.
And here's the thing. Wentz is like Goff and more advanced because they hit the open man. And when you say, like the schedule does open up for him, but when you're saying he didn't do all this because he played against good quarterbacks, that's a detriment, a demerit to Alshon Jeffrey. The good corner should not always be winning the matchups exclusively.
They haven't always won. I mean, look, in Kansas City, he got a touchdown and stuff. He hasn't been, you know,
explosive,
blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
But he hasn't not produced at all. It's I'd say maybe disappointing to this time, but there's still half a season left.
Mike, yeah, he'll get better with the matchups, but I think you expect better no matter who he's facing.
Mike Blewett, hate to put you on the spot with this one, but who would you rather start this week, LeGarrette Blount or Derrick Henry?
Blount has been such a problem as far as being able to guess right. But
it's top 10 in the league in rushing right now.
I know, but it's been tough to guess week you can start him. I think the difficulty in starting Henry is that we would need the things to go right that we talked about earlier for it to work out. Now, obviously, if Murray's out, Henry's the call. Or if we know Murray's going to be on some sort of a pitch count, then Henry's the call. But I think going into the game straight up, it would be difficult for me to bench Blount over Henry.
What do you think, Matt Medica?
Washington's defense has been better than people think.
They've been very good, to be honest with you.
I agree with everything Mike said. I'm going to take the gamble here. The fact that they do have the bye coming up, and I'm going to roll with Henry this week.
You'll play Henry over LeGarrette Blount?
It is a bit of a gamble, but I will take it.
What say you, Scotty?
I don't think Smallwood's much of a factor. I think Blunt is the guy where you just don't know in Tennessee. I'm going Blunt. I don't care who he's facing. The guy is running hard.
It makes so much sense to bench Murray. Mm-hmm. I just want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, no, I don't get it myself.
All right, you ready? I'm going to stay right here with you, Scotty. Lineup decision for week number 7. Same game. Who you putting in your lineup, Nelson Aguilar or Terrell Pryor?
Nelson Aguilar. Terrell Pryor is like, he is on my bench. He is sitting there with a bottle of water, and he's not coming off.
He's coming at you, Mavica. Yeah.
I was on Terrell Pryor.
You're right.
I came for myself.
I'm going to play Terrell Pryor against that Eagles secondary. Look, he got like 3 red zone targets this week. It didn't hit. I'm actually in one league. I'm probably, due to the fact that Diggs probably isn't going to play again, and I lost Beckham, I'm going to roll out Dotson and Pryor.
Yeah, Pryor hasn't hit all season long, and Aguilar's getting it done.
Aguilar has a tough matchup this week going up against
The Redskins that tough in the slot, though? Because he's in the slot.
Going up against D.C., but Pryor's going up against a Philadelphia Eagle secondary where that can be had. What do you say, Mike Blewett?
It's so hard to have been on Pryor at this point. But Aguilar... This is a really hard one, but I will say Pryor in this instance. I just think there's more potential there for a big game, whereas Aguilar, I'm just kind of waiting on one play. Do you know what I mean? The Eagles can be thrown on, and I'll take Pryor. I know you're flying in the face of some logic based on recency bias, but I'll take Pryor.
Could burn the Redskins somewhere, it's in the slot. And just with Pryor, it's just at the point where, like, I don't care if the matchup is good. It doesn't mean he can produce.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Pryor. It's not like Aguilar's been Devin Funchess, where those targets are there repeatedly every week. He has made some big plays. Give me Pryor Monday night. Give me Doxon Monday night.
All right, there you go right there. 844-843-6879. Breaking it down, getting you ready for week 7 of the NFL season, week 7 of the fantasy football season. Roto Experts presented by DX Racer right here in Studio 34 in Midtown Manhattan. I want to talk some Tevin Coleman when we come back on the other side. See how you like him for this week. Do you like him a little bit more than some of these other running backs that can get you some pass receptions also? We'll break that down. Look at the Atlanta Falcons. Can we find some sneaky starts? They got that big game coming up on Sunday nights. It's the Roto Experts right here on FNTSY.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Telephone lines open, 844-843-6879. It's Roto Experts. Fantasy executive, Wall Street, Matt Medica, the King, Scott Engel, Mike Blewett also hanging out the next couple days while Mr. Sussman takes the good kids to Rome and he leaves us back here.
Yep.
European road trip.
Yes, yep. European road trip.
Euro
number
trip.
2 for Mr. Sussman.
How do you feel about this music today? It's very unfantasy exactly.
This is Roto Experts playlist. There's nothing I can do about this. It is a TI Thursday though. Fantasy football frenzy coming up in tower right here, 9 a.m. on the east, and then that's be 6 o'clock.
What do you
think
Sussmania is doing right now? It's we got like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's interesting. I don't know. I guess he's doing what the Romans do.
He's having a cannoli, a little espresso, telling somebody
gelato.
That Andrew Luck will be out for the year.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely tooting.
Shopping for Roman boat shoes, you know.
Roman boat shoes, guy?
Yeah, I don't know what those are. But
we'll find out.
Made by Gucci.
All right, let's get into some of this lineup talk, y'all. I want to focus on Tevin Coleman. And you got to make one lineup decision this week. Tevin Coleman or Duke Johnson?
I'm going Tevin Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
I like Duke, but, you know, high-scoring game. Coleman can burn the Patriots with one or two big plays. Could get an end zone carry or two. I like Coleman a lot. Top 15 guy, whereas I do have Duke in my top 20, though.
Are we comfortable with guys like Taylor Gabriel and Austin Hooper this week?
I like Hooper better.
I don't think you can be comfortable with Gabriel because you have the Sanu factor. I almost think like the Sanu-Gabriel kind of combination kind of cancels each other out. I think it's going to be about the running backs, Julio Jones and Austin Hooper.
I prefer Hooper certainly to Gabriel. As far as the Coleman-Johnson thing, I'm partial to Tevin Coleman. I just think more points will be put up in this game. But looking at the daily Roto projections, for DraftKings, they have Duke Johnson slightly in front of Tevin Coleman.
Interesting. I'm checking the link, and the Oakland kid has Tevin Coleman 19, Duke Johnson 20 in a PPR.
There you go. I mean, this, I'm just getting good at this
stuff. I got the 13-21.
That's why they brought you here.
I thought it was for entertainment factor.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
So let's keep it going because I feel like we need to go higher now. Tevin Coleman or C.J. Anderson?
Very interesting you bring that up. Olin Kidd has C.J. Anderson, 18 in a PPR.
How about that? Yeah. And I'm not looking at the link right now.
I don't even have them close to each other. Anderson is getting the volume, but Coleman has way more upside. Easily Coleman for me.
Easily Coleman, yeah. Huh? What do you think, Mike? Easily Coleman too?
I'll take Coleman again. I don't know if it's easy, but I'll take him.
All right, we got to go higher. Let's see where I go when it comes to the All-In Kids ranking. Tevin Coleman or I know this is not going to be. Let me not use this one because I know he probably got Jordan Howard in the top two.
Go with that one.
Tevin Coleman or Jordan Howard?
He has Jordan Howard in a PPR at 17. Tevin Coleman at 19.
Wow.
I have Howard in my top 10. You know, the volume, it's like I feel like the guy's almost matchup proof. I like Coleman a lot, but Howard's consistently in my top 10.
Mike Blewett, Jordan Howard in this call right here. Do I need to come down some?
I think it'll be Jordan Howard here for me, especially if Keekly's out.
Yeah.
So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I'm going to go Jordan Howard here. Okay. I know he's – look, the guy's coming off 36 attempts, which is insane in this day and age. But I'm going to go Jordan Howard. I think the guy you want to go to is the guy I was arguing about yesterday, Jordan Howard.
Mark Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Howard and Mark Ingram.
Well, the only kid's very high on Mark Ingram this week.
Okay.
He said earlier he hasn't been top 10.
I'll make sure that we bring that up on the fantasy.
By the way, go back to your
frenzy.
Austin Hooper thing. Pats are getting lit up by tight ends so far this year, giving up a lot of touchdowns. Very consistent performances
okay.
out of tight ends.
Can you flex them?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Austin Hooper.
I know what you mean.
You don't mind going two tight ends set in your fantasy roster.
I don't get really caught up positionally. I just want to see the kind of player that's happening, whether it's DFS or in a lot of lineups. It's pretty rare that I'm going to be rostering multiple tight ends just because that position is such a mess in general. But like, I could see playing in Austin Hooper along with Zach Ertz this week, sure.
I have Mark Ingram one spot ahead of Jordan Howard, 11 and 12.
All right.
Shout out to Fantasy Exec from last week. He was playing ASJ and he flex a lot. And another thing from Friday night's Old School Fantasy with NFFC Hall of Famer Chris Vaccaro, he made the point too. When Mohamed Sanu is not there, Austin Hooper gets a lot more targets.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Gabriel's a boomer bust downfield guy.
All right, last one, Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman or Adrian Peterson?
Tevin Coleman. This Peterson thing, it's like I'm not buying in after just 1 week.
All right, it was one exciting week though.
I'm going Tevin Coleman as well.
Are we going to sweep it, Mike Blewett?
Tevin Coleman versus who?
Adrian Peterson.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh.
That didn't sound good.
I don't want to say Adrian Peterson, but I might have a hard time backing off on that, coming off of that performance.
Okay.
So I'll say AP.
Is any Jacksonville Jaguar wide receiver be started in the fantasy league?
If you're desperate and you're on a bye week, you know, I think, you know, given the matchup, you can consider Marquise Lee in a PPR and Allen Hurns in the standard. I really don't feel good about Hurns.
I keep seeing Allen Hurns at like the top of my waiver wires when I go and I just bypass him every time. And I'm like, I'm out.
Yeah, I mean, Allen Hurns, you gotta catch that touchdown for you pretty much. But at least Lee, he's a bit banged up right now. But he gets the targets.
He does. They look for him a lot.
Can I stay with the Jaguars for a sec?
Sure.
Say they grind it out, you know, 8-8, 9-7, something like that.
Do they go get Eli Manning?
That's what I was going to ask. Yes. Like, what do they do? What's their decision? Do they just say, all right, we'll try and trade up and get one of these five guys that are going in the first round? Or
I
think
that'd be smart.
To get to trade up and get one of the five guys or go with Eli Manning?
No, I'd trade up and get one of the five guys.
But now, if you're
38-year-old Eli Manning, no.
If you're one of the teams, say in the top three or top five, where these quarterbacks have the potential of being franchise quarterbacks, are you really going to trade out of that? Because that would be pretty crazy to me, unless you have a young quarterback. Because it's the quarterback position.
Well, a few of them might. That's the thing. A few of these teams might that aren't so good.
I agree with Matt, though.
Go back to what the Browns have done the last couple of years. They passed on Carson. They traded out of the Carson Wentz. Yeah. They traded out of the Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
I mean, as a Bills fan, looking back at it now, Tre'Davious White has been really good. I'm kind of pissed they traded out of this spot for Patrick Mahomes.
Well, let me tell you something. If Tyrod Taylor, though, had some pass catchers there, he could be a nice quarterback. So I wouldn't say that, but I agree with you on the other point, though. To get an elite or even a steady quarterback in this league is so hard. Why would you trade out of that spot?
I mean, I like Tyrod Taylor. I don't think he's a Super Bowl-winning quarterback, a franchise quarterback. If I could have got a Patrick Mahomes, I could have sat him this year or brought him in at the halfway point. I mean, seeing how this kid can throw that ball, I would have loved to have him on our roster.
Scott, I think it's like tanking. It's like tanking in a fantasy league almost. That's why you do it, because if you're 8-8, right, and Eli Manning is out there, and you know he can win the Super Bowl, you got
the
dynamic running
back.
You got the dynamic running back. You got a great defense. Flags fly forever. You got to wait a couple years before Sam Darnold or whatever takes you there.
You don't know
Eli
that,
Eli Manning can take you there now. What
do you
mean?
You do not know that.
He's done it two times.
Wait. No, I'm talking about you don't know with the rookies, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson. You get guys that come
in
right away.
They were not in the Super Bowl, though.
What's that?
They none of them were in the Super Bowl as a rookie.
Wilson was in there in his second year. And if Dak Prescott.
It's a rookie season and your second season is two different seasons.
If Dak Prescott had a defense around him, this year, they'd be going.
They had a top five defense going down the stretch last year.
Maybe this sounds confusing, but if I'm Jacksonville, I would trade for Eli now.
Yeah.
I'm not trading for him after the season, though. I don't want to go in next year with Eli as a quarterback. I want to go away from him. But this year, with the current
season. So you think they can go? Can they make a playoff run with Eli Manning right now?
I think so.
A weird thing to do in the middle of the year. It's not craziest thing I've ever heard of.
We've seen trades happen in the middle of the year. They're very rare, but they've happened.
It'd be a cap situation that would be difficult to deal
with. Yes, probably so.
Who are the Giants going to play quarterback if they play?
Well, the Giants, that'd be the best thing for the Giants.
They can go draft one.
Geno.
Yeah.
No.
Play Geno.
I'm just saying.
2-14.
You're going to have to talk about Geno rankings for the rest of the year.
That'd be crazy. We'd be sitting up here talking about ROS on Geno Smith. My goodness.
Everybody thought the Giants were going to be good. I thought they were going to be good. Meanwhile, they could end up being the Jets, you know, Geno Smith and 2-14.
All right, so let's attack this situation with the Los Angeles Rams and these wide receivers. So, Kupp and Woods are startable in Week 12. Sammy Watkins, no.
But here's the thing. The NFL, everything changes because the defensive coordinator is going to look at the film, right, and say, okay, we got to hold down Kupp and Woods, okay, because that's who he's going to. That's when the Rams say, okay, the defense is expecting them to go to Kupp and Woods. I'm going to go to Sammy Watkins. That could easily happen this week.
I'm still going to hold that hope that in the second half Sammy gets back on track. I just think he's too good of a talent. It's a tough matchup this week. I mean, Patrick Peterson is probably the number one guy, right?
Yeah, no, he looks like the top cover corner in the NFL right
now. Jared Goff, when you watch him this year, he's facing a top cover corner. He is not afraid to throw at that guy.
I do like Scott as far as DFS, if you want to just go contrarian.
Yeah.
Which if Sammy does somehow,
you'll be the only one with him. Because if I'm Patrick Peterson, I'm like, I'm not guarding this dude because the ball don't get thrown to him no way. You feel what I'm saying?
Sammy Watkins' luck right now is he'll have 8 catches for 133 yards and a touchdown, and he'll get injured in the fourth quarter.
So we agree, Kupp and Woods, we can start this week, but Watkins needs to be on the bench.
I just can't tell people to start Watkins. I mean, I may do it in a league in a flex, but I just don't feel comfortable.
You can start Woods this week, Scott?
Yeah, I think so.
You can start Woods this week, Mike?
You could. I have him in a couple of leagues, and I'm not, but just based on other options I have.
All right, there you go. It's Roto Experts winding down on a Thursday. Come back, get ready for the fantasy football frenzy. I believe we'll be joined by the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, right here on Roto Experts.
Are you new to daily fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money and lots of it by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock daily fantasy sports.
Minutes of the Roto Experts in the morning. Don't forget our battle to eliminate blood cancer. Roto Experts, FNTSY Sports Radio, Fantasy Draft, and DKMS. Contest been filling up each and every week. Make sure you get in there for week number 7. Every weekly winner gets a trip, gets a chance to play in week 17 to win tickets to Super Bowl 52 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. DailyRoto.com/DKMS. In partnership with Fantasy Draft. Do not go to Fantasy Draft looking for the contest. It's rotoexperts.com/DKMX. DailyRoto.com/DKMS. Fantasy football for a good cause. Our battle to eliminate blood cancer. What's up, Scotty?
Yeah, and make sure you go to rotoexperts.com. Click on the NFL tab, and Mike Waterloo has his favorite rotoexperts.com/DKMS picks for you today. Tomorrow when I do my game previews, I'll have a pick for every single game from that game.
All coming up on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. We'll spend a good 2 hours checking the link, getting you ready for week number 7 of the NFL season. Right now, I want to bring in the accuracy expert, the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Jake, Mr. Sussman is out on a European vacation. And even before he left for his European vacation, Mr. Sussman, he had to remind us that he apparently, at least the way it stands right now, looks like he's going to be correct. Andrew Luck very well could miss the entire 2017 season.
Why is it only just him? Why is he the only person that's correct?
You were saying that too?
I told you the entire season. I said if he doesn't come back by week 7, he's not coming back at all. You should know that. You remember, it was week 7. I said this all year, that was good at the cutoff point. I want some credit too.
I got to make sure the all-in kid gets it. Got to
start
credit.
Writing this stuff down, Corey.
I don't have to keep a whiteboard. It's not that serious. You know? I know, but I sit here with Mr. Sussman every day. You feel what I'm saying? So, Jake, the link is out. Everything's ready to good to go. When you look at the situation with the Colts, now obviously it's time to stop everybody at that window to buy T.Y. Hilton. You may have some coal in your sock right now. Wouldn't you agree?
I don't think it's as bad as everybody's going to make it out to be. I'm actually still buying them because people are now panicking going the opposite direction. I see a lot of people say, should I drop Dante Moncrief? What do I do about Jack Doyle? Should I trade away T.Y. Hilton? Similar to what just happened with all the Packers wide receivers. And I'm going to buy because, look, he's a wide receiver one. This entire season, he's a wide receiver one, and he started off with Tolzien, and he's been playing with Brissett. There's going to be some down and disappointing games. He's not going to be the T.Y. Hilton that leads the league in receiving yards. He's not going to be the T.Y. Hilton that you can count on for 13 or 14 out of the 16 games. But he's still a fringe wide receiver one because his talent is undeniable. I'm not starting him this week if I can avoid it, which is probably not likely, but I'm buying him because people are going to be ticked off and annoyed, and he's probably going to have a down game, so I'll buy him again after this week.
Is he like a matchup stream, though? Almost like, well, I don't think you can stream him, but
stream. No, he's not a streamer.
I guess what I'm getting at is, though, you look at his game log, and his two biggest games, not that you take him away, are at home against Cleveland and San Francisco, and he really hasn't showed up for much the rest of the year.
What do we think?
That's a really good point, Scott. Actually, I was going to say real quick, his home road splits are as bad as Brandon Cook's when he's with the Saints. That's actually a really good thing that we found out this year, and goes back to last year, too. He might just be a home road split kind of guy.
And what are we thinking about this report coming out about Zeke and the NFL talking about a settlement?
I know, it's not over.
With these next two, you know, they have these 2 weeks to possibly do it. It was mentioned in the past.
And
but,
Matt,
you know.
Matt tweeted out last night, Zeke being back on the field for the next couple of games and then getting hit with the 6 games is worst case scenario.
That would be worst case scenario. 100% about that.
For the fantasy playoffs, yeah.
So, got plenty of stuff to get into on the Fantasy Football Frenzy, the All-In Kit. We'll check the link. We'll start to get you ready for Week 7 breakdown, Thursday Night Football. I'll see if I can get a little teeter. You know, I've been going at it for 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? Fantasy executive.
When you mentioned the link, what he's talking about is go to RotoExperts.com this morning. Jake's matchup ranks and lineup ranks are up.
Scott.
Yeah.
We have the audience trained already, Scott.
No, there are some people that are tuning in for the first time that may not know what you're talking
Scott.
About.
Then I'll
We're
fill
always
in.
Getting
hashtag.
New listeners.
Then I'll fill it in.
Hey, Scott, go
in,
check
Scott.
The teabag for the fantasy.
Yeah, how about
that?
Go.
Oh, look, you're his bestie now. That's so cute.
Go home, Scott.
Literally a 3-hour
go home and do more work while you complain.
For Mike Blewett, for the King Scott Engel, Wall Street Matt Matica, Corey Parson, fantasy executive. Tomorrow, Mike Blewett in the big chair. It's the Roto Experts. Thanks for joining us.